Everybody, it's your girl Miss Michi back for another episode this week of Miss Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week I'm super excited because I have my brother, my mentor, and my friend Gary Pointer joining me from boot camp. Hey.
How y'all doing? What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Gary P. DJ Gary Pointer Jr. Gary P, for some that don't know, Gary P Entertainment is a lot of names that go with it, but we finna go ahead. Okay. And, hey, I'm saying, like, I'm out here. Like, she said I'm a mentor.
He is. We'll get into that. But, you know, for those that don't know, he is the CEO of Bootcamp Radio and also the host of Bootcamp Radio on My Radio Chicago and Support District Radio Network. Okay, that was a lot of Chicago's in there, but... but you are also the general manager at Culture Chicago, which, you know, is in the background. Y'all make sure y'all go and check them out and shop. And I mean, Gary, it's like, you know, you got a lot of things going on. You're a DJ. I mean, you know, did I miss anything?
I started as a barber back in 2010.
Okay.
And that turned into a club promoter. Then that turned into a program director. That turned into marketing, promotion, like it just so many hacks just came out of a barber.
Absolutely. And, you know, I did want to know, what was your inspiration behind starting Bootcamp Radio?
Bootcamp Radio started, actually, it's a skate group. A skate group turned into a business. We all in there, we all have our own entities that we do. It's an entertainment company we turned into. We turned it from JB Bootcamp to JB Bootcamp LLC. We have security, me as the DJ, radio personality. We got a producer in there. We got inflatable jumpers. We got some of everything under the LLC.
You know, how do you like really balance everything as far as like, you know, everyone always says, okay, make sure you have multiple streams of income or different ways, different things that you're doing. How are you able to balance all of that? You know, you do it all.
I'm still trying. I don't know. Like, I'm still like, you know, juggling right now. So I don't, right. It's not no balance. Like, if something falls, I'm like, okay. Like, if somebody don't tell me, like, hey, Gary, what about this? Like, right now, I'm be totally honest. Right now, if it wasn't for my cousin, I wouldn't been doing Bootcamp Radio TV. I'd be forgetting to promote it. But it's like, it's so much stuff going on. I'm like, I got to be over here. I'd be forgetting. Like, it's, hey.
Hey, y'all, Gary P say he needs somebody to handle some stuff. So y'all better inquire.
Yes, please.
For sure. For sure. Now, you know, out of everything that you have going on, Gary, what can you say has been like that accomplishment that really sticks out for you as far as, you know, in business or just, you know, even in your personal, like what sticks out to you in your mind?
Seeing that the people are getting the information and they're putting the information to use that I'm giving them. Okay. Just recently, I have helped a few artists get their music copyrighted. So like, I'm just so excited about that. Like they're actually listening and like getting the information and actually using it to their advantage.
I got something, and you and I have talked about this before. So you tell me if it's a stop sign or if it's a go, but you know, with you being a mentor, I can definitely, I mean, even with mentoring me, I can recall some times where I felt like that, you know, people weren't really like listening to the information that you had to offer. And I, you know, because you're so knowledgeable about things, I really want to know if you can share how that felt, you know, kind of having like your credibility, like people just kind of looking like, oh, should I trust it? How did that make you feel?
I was hurt. I was really hurt because, you know what I'm saying? Like I put my all into this business and this is my passion, like music. Yeah. And like promotion, like everything, like just fell in like one category with me. Everybody like, what do you do? I'm like, everything is one category for me. And it's like when I try to give information to people that, you know what I'm saying, in the same field as me, and they like die away from it, it hurts, but I gotta keep going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody else gonna get it because it definitely happened because you know what I'm saying? You like the information I gave the person, I gave the same information to you. You grasp it, you grabbed it, you ate it, and you know what I'm saying, you put, you know what I'm saying, you went out there and doing exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful thing. And I mean, I can even say, you know, with being friends, just kind of like witnessing that, and even have had it happen to me as an entrepreneur, where I'm just like this, I'm trying to help you.
Right.
It can be a little bit frustrating, because, you know, a lot of the times I think as entrepreneurs, we're always, some people are going to reach back and say, hey, let me pull these people along with me. But then it's like when you're putting in all of your energy and you're recognizing, okay, nothing is coming from this. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to move forward. So I think that that's a good point, you know, and I thank you for sharing, for sure. For sure. Now, you know, along with that, we talk about the accomplishments. But a lot of the times when, you know, as entrepreneurs, we don't really talk about some of the challenges that we face. Can you share some challenges you've been through along the way, and, you know, some different ways you were able to cope with those?
If nobody knows, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and come on out on Miss Michi 101. I was married. Okay. I lost my marriage over, you know what I'm saying, being an entrepreneur. Okay. It was either, you know what I'm saying, the business or her. And I'm like, why can't I have both? I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur. Let me help you be an entrepreneur. Let's go ahead and get this money together. Like, yeah. Now I need you to go to work and bring your butt home. That's it. Like, no extra.
No, yeah.
Like, no extra money coming in. We just need that regular paycheck from the job to come on in. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm like, that's nothing. Yeah. That's something that's just in me. Like, I can't do. I went out here and got the money to pay the bills to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, the bills is getting paid. Like, now, like, what about the Birkins you want, like the lavish trips you want? Like,
yeah.
Job ain't giving me that. Like, I gotta go out here and make some real, like, I'll say legal money.
That's
and
right.
It's like this, I lost the love of my life from promotion. I lost a lot of friends. I lost sleep, but to cope with it, like my children, they're happy. Like, we're great co-parents, and it's like I gained a friend. Like, she after the breakup, she started to be an entrepreneur, and it finally clicked. But now, right now, we're great friends now.
Damn. it's even a surprise for me too. I mean, it's I've had other guests on, Gary, that have talked about how, you know, their spouse was very, like, supportive and everything. And it's really, really difficult, because being an entrepreneur, it's a completely different life. It's a completely different world, you know. And I think that if someone is not immersed in that lifestyle, they may not understand, you know. And it's just it's kind of hard to translate, where it's like, OK, look, I'm trying to do all of these things for a better life for us, you know. And I mean, that's real. And I mean, well, shout out to her. Look, whatever her business is, you know, I mean, it, at the end of the day, it's all about that understanding and that knowledge. So,
yeah, shout out to the mother of my children. She has, her name is Renisha Pointer. Well, she ain't changed her last name out. She don't have
to. Okay.
Her organization, she has a non-for-profit. It's called People Need People. She does the same thing, you know what I'm saying, going out, feeding the homeless, clothing the homeless. Like, she does that.
Like, absolutely.
So, like, I'm big ups to her.
Absolutely. And I, you know what? I'm glad that she's able to understand what it is that you were doing and the vision. Because, you know, I think the biggest thing, Gary, is that we have these visions here, right? Here in our hearts. Mm-hmm. But it's very hard to get that to translate to other people, even outside of your significant other. It could be a family member or a friend. You know, they don't see the bigger picture.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't, like, really see, like for perfect example. Like the banner, like, I grab my banner. People were like, why do you got a banner? Why is this banner everywhere? But now, you know what I'm saying, like, it was marketing, because that thing, like, everybody was asking for that. I wasn't just bringing it out. Like, for me, like, I marketed to, now it's known as the Thought Banner. Like, I had to let everybody sign it and, like, get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, she didn't see that. She like, why is you everywhere with this banner? I'm like, you will see. You know what I'm saying? Like now. Like, I was bringing it out for free. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I bring it out, like, it's, like, close to
it's a paid opportunity.
Like, $200 to, like, $300 for that thing to be out, like, just to take pictures in front of. And people wanted to sign their name and say that they was a part of, you know what I'm saying? It's because it's that's like it's history that's being made on that banner.
I got an opportunity to sign it. I was like, Miss Michi. No, and it's just it's been really great to see your evolution, because even, you know, when I first met you, you did have a number of things that was going on, but you know, it's expanded so much. You know, how do you like take in all of just it's gotta be an overwhelming feeling to see how much you've accomplished along the way.
It is overwhelming. Like Michi, I ain't even gonna lie to you, like I cry a lot by myself. Like I'll be looking at stuff, I'm like, wow. Like I just posted not too long ago for I'll say like for the Throwback Thursday. Just seeing like before Cowboy got signed, he sat down and talked to me. And so that really did something. Like I'm just to know that I touched these many people, like I had a staff before. I'm like the mother bird. I kicked him out the nest. So you're like, hey, go do what you need to do.
Great. Right.
Go do great. And it's like, I'm always looking for people, but it's like, I never keep them around. So I got them. You know what I'm saying, after I give you this information and this and these blessings, go be great. Go be bigger than what I am.
That's right. So look, you got to share. Okay. You've been in the game for a minute.
Okay.
Biggest lesson you've learned so far?
My grandmama always told me, never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing.
Grandma was on it. That's real. And I mean, that applies to both business and personal.
Yeah. Okay. So like the little fables and the words that she used to say back in the day when I was an adolescent, like it's starting to like really click as I got older. I'm like,
yeah,
that's what she was talking about. I got you, grandma.
Right.
I see what you're talking about. All right. Like never let, and another one is like always like go big or go home on self. Always bet on self.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think you were shining an example of that for sure. And
You know
you ain't gotta try that hard. I don't know why he being modest over here. I don't know why he he's acting right now. He's add actor to his list of things. Well, look, I know that we were coming out of the pandemic. Well, we're still in it, but you know, kind of starting from last year. Was there ever a time that you were a little bit discouraged, like, okay, what am I gonna do, or just trying to figure out things? Because I think we were all at that place as entrepreneurs. Like, what do we do during these times?
I'm going to tell you, like, when it hit, I was like, okay, I'm fine. My job, I still had a job. They wanted to stand on it. They're like, you're an ice maker. You're an ice machine guy. You good. I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and fix these ice machines, fix these air conditioners, sometimes fix this heat. Then it was like, yeah, Gary, April 3rd, you're done. We don't need you no more. All right. So like at April 3rd, April 4th, I was like on vacay playing the game. You know, I'm like, all right, let me kick my feet up. April 7th, I was like, okay, what I'm gonna do? What's going on? Like, what's like, we're in the house now. Like, with my income. Like, I can't. Like, I never was get on unemployment type of guy, so I didn't know what to fill out. I didn't know where to go. Like,
I hope you filled it out last year, though. You know, it was.
I filled it out.
I was like, you know, they had some incentives going on. It was
like, I just did, like, it was just a panic in April. I'll say April, I was just trying to figure it out, trying to, like, I was in a total panic April 2020. Then like May, it subsided a little bit, but June is when like I was like, okay, I got it. Bootcamp Radio. May is when I dropped Bootcamp Radio TV on Roku. So that's why I was kind of figuring out how I'm gonna do this. So I'm like, okay, everything is digital now. So I'm like,
even came on my show when I was started doing this from my home studio. So
it was lit.
We have much more space now. So Gary came when I was actually in my smaller space, and I was like, you know what? It's time to expand. We got, again, the go big or go home, betting on yourself. I was like, I'm gonna bet on me real quick.
I love it. Like it was I love being a part of everything you got going on, because we had it was you and what was her name? What was that girl? you know her name. You, and then me. It was like our little tag, a little trio we had for the. Chicago.
With Cambrio. Yeah. I mean, the Chicago media conglomerate is still definitely going strong. I mean, Gary and I have definitely continued to pour content into it. So yeah, it was great. And we did the Takeover Thursdays with Solsay, and it was a good time.
It was definitely.
And DJ MH Tudda too. So shout out to them.
Like, we got, like, the pandemic made us become more creative and figure out, like, okay, how can I get this next dollar coming in digital? That's all we was on. Like, and yeah. I appreciate COVID-19, the pandemic, because if it wasn't for that, I would not jump out on faith and like said, forget my job. Like, when they fired me, and I was like, okay, I'm not looking back. And like, I've been blessed since then. And like, it turned my entrepreneur up, and it made me like really believe in self. And like, it's been going great ever since. It has its ups and downs. But that's a part of life. Like, every, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be able, you know what I'm saying, pick yourself up. Like, if you be having money problems, like, hey, like, trouble don't last always. Like, you won't get some money. Like, just put a little bit more work out there. Let people know, like, hey, I got this, that, and the other, and the third. Somebody gonna pick it up. Somebody.
Sell them services. I don't know, Gary, your story is very inspirational, you know, and I mean, even you sharing just from when you first started, you know, as far as, you know, coming out of your situation of being locked up, like, there are some people that don't see hope. They don't see that life could be different, you know what I'm saying, outside of those circumstances. So even you sharing those things, I think, will be an inspiration for anyone that watches, because they, you know, they watch and they become, you know, invested in the person who's on the show. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm like, these people are winners no matter what cards they've been dealt. And you are definitely that in my eyes. You've been extremely imperative to the growth in my business, and you've been a part of that. So definitely gotta give you your flowers.
I appreciate that. I didn't know I had that much to do with the growth. I'm like, I just came like, hey, do this, do that, drop
and it took off from there. I mean, you gotta it took off from there. It, essentially, like, where I'm at, it's headed to the direction of, you know, I can have a network too.
Yeah.
And what I love is the collaboration. And I really wanted to ask you about that. How do you feel about the collaboration amongst Chicago media or just media in general?
I feel that is needed, because in Chicago media, like, I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, I love the fact that Chicago, like, if you don't see it, it is. Chicago media is coming together because shout out to the Orchestration Radio. Shout out to the Radio. Shout out to Young Gotti. Shout out to Two Official. Shout out to Juice. Shout out to, like, man, shout out to Media Leaks. Shout out to The Blueprint. Shout out to My Radio Chicago. Shout out to all Chicago media. They definitely, you know what I'm saying, like, everybody I have named, like, I can go to them, like, hey, like, I got this person. I want this person on your show because you talk about something totally different than what I talk about. It's like raunchy if they come to me. Just send me the raunchy people. I'm gonna send you the edge.
Not the raunchy. He says that all the time, y'all. He'd be like, I'm gonna take care of the people, like these artists and this and this and this. And I'm just like, yeah, maybe that's best.
We gotta keep, you know what I'm saying? We gotta keep you on that different platform. They like if they look at, like, if you get a B-list artist. An artist that's just like just potty mouth and like nothing that says, hey, this is Miss Michi, this one-on-one, like, hey, send that to Bootcamp Radio. You send
okay. I'll be like this. Let me forward you real quick. One moment.
Like for the authors and the attorneys, I'm like, hey, I'm kind of hood, so I'm gonna send you to my sister.
Please stop. So okay, can I ask you this? Okay, let's get real quick.
I was being real.
Not that we haven't been being real, but let's be real. Okay. Have you, because you do interviews on your show as well. Mm-hmm. Have you had like guests where they don't really talk? It's very difficult to try to interview them.
Yes, I just had a few of those.
Okay. Yeah, me too. When I tell you it's like pulling teeth, like I'm just like this. Don't you want to promote yourself? Don't you love what you're doing?
It was like, Yeah, bang, gang them. Like what?
Like I'm sorry, I was just asking about your project. Yeah, I think that like that's probably one of the most difficult things to deal with media wise. It's not the scheduling, it's not the promotion, it's not the marketing, it's not any of that. It's when you get those interviews and you just be like, oh, this so dry, my nose finna bleed. What's going on?
You gotta answer the question. Like you gotta ask the question and like throw another question in there because they gonna like, yeah.
It'd be the one word answers for me. I'm just like,
Some more for that. Like, nah.
I thought it was a glitch or something.
Like, nah, not on phone them grave, on gang them, all that. Like, I'll be hating those type of
things. Good night. I'm done. Okay, Gary, look, before you leave, I want you to just, if you could give a piece of advice to somebody that was coming, they wanted to do any of the things that you're doing, because this man is, he's got a multitude of layers of businesses and stuff. If they came to you and was just like, hey, I need a little bit of advice. What's something that you could leave them with?
I always, to everybody I give, stay consistent. So whatever you're doing, stay consistent. I don't care if you think it's not working out, get some help in, you know what I'm saying, in the things that you not for sure in, but still stay consistent. Like,
that's right.
It's a couple of, like, look at, like, prime example. Look at Miss Michi. Like she went from Facebook Live, now she's on Spotify, she's on the Anchor, she's doing YouTube. She was consistent.
About to be on iHeart and Apple, baby.
See, consistent. Like somebody's gonna know what I'm saying. See you, know what I'm saying? Like you're gonna get more information. They're gonna be like, oh, I can do this. Like, yeah, we can add you to this. Like, just stay consistent and the right people gonna come to you that, you know what I'm saying? God gonna allow the right people to step into your life if you stay consistent and you let him lead. What, you know what I'm saying? Let him know, like, hey, this is what I really want to do. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stay consistent, stay the path. Like, if you stray from it, like it's gonna be somebody like, hey, remember that little show you was doing? I want to help. I like, oh, I ain't even doing that no more. Like, that was your blessing that you just missed. Stay consistent.
Right. You just missed it. Right. You know what? Gary shared that same advice with me. Now we talking about what is this? Is it coming up on 2-3 years ago? Whatever, you know, it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, I kept that with me, and I'll tell people, even you know, who I work with or who I share with, I'm like, be consistent. You know what I'm saying? As far as in your, you know, just be diligent in your practices and what it is that you're doing. You know, if you stay consistent, you can win off of that. And it's a slow and steady race. It's not like this, boom, you know. Going viral is not something that everybody is going to be able to attain. So right. You're going to have to work towards it. It's going to have to be some building blocks. And I just really, you know, I appreciated that. And I definitely tell the people that I work with, I'm like, look, you got to be consistent. You can't just fall off. You falling off over stuff that, you know, little small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. But Gary, you know, what you got coming up? How can my people support you?
Okay. What I got coming up? Hold on.
Y'all know he coming back. He about to have a list of stuff. Y'all get y'all calendars ready.
One thing, okay. It's the My Radio Chicago Juneteenth. It's gonna be definitely a summer splash jam. Juneteenth, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
We have DJ K Caesar, me, DJ G Money, DJ Sluggo on the ones and twos. We'll be in Hollis Estates, 2200 West 57th Street in Maryville, Indiana. It's an outdoor event. We're looking for vendors. We're looking for like people that want to perform. We're looking for all that. Just hit me up in the DM. I'll definitely get you the information. It's a number you're supposed to call, but I do not know the number right off back.
So I saw the flyer. I was like, where is Gary's picture?
Gary, my name. My name is like right there in the green.
I see you. I can't wait.
It says DJ Gary P, but I'm not even gonna trip about that because it's clearly right there behind. I see that. It says Gary P the DJ. Like, I'm not even gonna trip about it. Like, it's just a little
error. They know who you are, and we'll definitely.
Yeah, they know. They paid the deposit, so I don't even care. Like,
I already have it on my calendar. And see, I know some of my media friends been like, whatever, but you know, with COVID, I be trying to be safe. But now, you know, I feel a little bit like, okay, it's ready to go out. We ready to go outside now, so let's do it. Definitely.
Like, we definitely telling people to wear the mask. And in certain locations in the in the party and the Outlook, they're gonna do the little scanner to make sure you're like all the way safe.
Because right. Like, don't come out here getting everybody sick. We don't have time for that.
So we definitely have a little gun to make sure you're good, because we're gonna be turning people away. Like, hey, right. You're about like 100 and something, and it's June 19th. Why is you this hot?
We're gonna need for you to leave. You go ahead.
All right. Here's some water. Calm down. Don't go that way. Appreciate you. God
back
bless.
To your car. Back to your vehicle. No, Gary, I thank you so much. And you know, like you already know the love and support is there. And I appreciate you. So for those that don't like to read, let them know where they can find you and how they can book you. Give them all the deets.
Okay, you can find me at Gary P the DJ or Bootcamp Radio on Instagram. You can also find me on Twitter, Bootcamp Radio or Gary Pointer Jr. I think that's it. I think that's my name on Twitter. But also, if you're trying to book me, go to bootcampradio@gmail.com. If you're trying to book me for any type of event, hosting, I host. I'm funny a little bit. DJ. I talk a little mess on the mic when I'm DJing.
That's okay. We like it.
Like, I know. So like, if you're trying to book, trying to get on Roku TV, bootcampradio@gmail.com. Like everything, just Bootcamp Radio, one word, bootcampradio@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, I want to thank you so much for coming on Ms. Michi 101 this week. You truly have an inspirational story, and I'm so thankful that you shared it with me. I even learned a couple things myself, so I'm very...
As much as we talk, you learn
something. We'll talk about that off air, but for everyone tuning in, I want to thank you so much for coming back this week. You know, we're going to have just a little bit of a pause because Ms. Michi got to celebrate her birthday now. Now, I do believe in taking healthy
breaks. Happy birthday, Ms. Michi.
Yes, it's happening this week. So we're going to be back in 2 weeks with another influential entrepreneur. Make sure you're following the Blueprint Media Company on all platforms at the BP Media Co. And you know you got to follow me, Ms. Michi. It's MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And you see Lavish Looks in the back. Go shop for the beautiful shades, y'all. I got men's, women's, all of that, okay? We getting it all together. And make sure that you're following our amazing sponsors, Tax Strategy, Fire Infusions, Axe Blue Jay, Lavish Looks by Ms. Michi, because that's another one, and Black Dollar Days. It's been real, y'all, and I'll see you next week.